Well, hey guys, good morning, afternoon or evening, wherever you're at today. Welcome to my YouTube channel or Facebook, or if you listen to some podcast, welcome wherever you are. Hey, let me share a few thoughts today about God ordering your steps. But before I do that, a couple of quick housekeeping things. Number one, I'm actually putting this out now on YouTube, Facebook, and as a podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you can subscribe to this with Apple Podcasts. We're on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Google Play, lots of different platforms. So Overcast, check out those or look at the links below. And you can get this as an audio in your inbox. Hey, let me say as well, all week long, I have a PDF I've just done of scriptures on the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is such a wonderful topic and something that really helped me and changed my life in many ways when I learned how to confess the Bible verses concerning the blood. It says they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, because they loved not their lives even unto death. And we need to testify with our mouths to what the Bible said the blood does for us. So if you'd like that as a free PDF, I'll put a link in the show notes to this broadcast, wherever you're watching, and you can download that from my website this week. Good. Well, what's going on today? Well, I'm recording this on a Friday morning. I have homeschoolers in my church on a Friday in my office, so I'm currently hiding in Panera Bread, doing some work here. About to record some more videos and do some teachings for the weekend. This coming weekend, I'm going to be speaking in Sturbridge Worship Centre Sunday morning on victory over sin. And Sunday afternoon, we'll be doing an outreach on the Commons in Norwalk, so Norwalk, Connecticut, on the Commons at 4 p.m., doing a gospel healing event there. So I'm going to be talking about, I think, the power of Jesus to set people free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, love to have you in any of those. Details again on my website. And let me just say as well, thanks to all of my partners for Graham Jones Ministries. You guys are awesome. I love you. I have the best prayer partners, the best intercessory group in the world. I really mean that. So thank you guys for your support, your love, and your prayers, and all you can do. Good. Hey, let me share a real quick thing with you here today. One of my favorite Bible verses is Psalm 37:23. And it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he, the Lord, delights in his way. We say that again. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delights in his way. And I just want to drop a quick thought in you today that, you know, God wants to order our steps. That's so cool. God wants to order our steps. And I think what often people will do is live in one extreme or another. Some people live so much in some doctrine of predestination where it's like God decides everything and we're just little puppets on a string and we don't have any choice or any will whatsoever. And, you know, that everything that happens. I literally know people who'd, if I spilt coffee right now on my Bible, they'd say God has a plan. You didn't do that, Graham. God did that. And I don't believe that for a moment. You know, I think actions have consequences. Decisions and choices are important things that we do. So I don't believe God controls everything. But yet some people then live on the other, the ditch, the other side of that road, and in a way live in a world that seems to say, well, we're just on our own. It's like God set the universe in action, gave us some principles, sent Jesus to die, and then left us alone with the book and said, hey guys, get on with it. And I reject that just as much as I reject the God controls everything or God controls nothing. Here's what I think God wants to do. I think God wants to partner with his people. And I think God wants to order our steps. I think God wants to work all things together for our good when we love him and we're in the calling of his purpose. You know, so often a verse like that, Romans 8:28, I used to hate that verse. And here's what I mean by that. I used to hate that verse because that verse only ever seems to get used or pulled out when something bad happens to somebody. You know, somebody will get ill. Somebody will have a car wreck. Some disaster will befall somebody. And then Christians will come together and say, well, God has a plan. God's working all things together for our good. Now, again, that's true. If you were to have a car wreck today, God would want to use those elements to work things together for your good. But it doesn't mean God sent the car wreck. If you had a car wreck today and spent a month in hospital, And during that month in hospital, read your Bible every day and grew really close to God. God would be working the circumstances of that accident and your confinement together for your good. It doesn't mean God sent the car wreck. Satan sent the car wreck. Jesus comes to give us life and life more abundantly, not to kill, steal, and destroy. But here's my point to you today, guys. I believe he wants to order our steps. I believe every day, I believe this works in the micro of a day, a morning. I believe this works over the course of our life, and I believe this works in eternity. But I want to concentrate on literally a day. So today is Friday. It's October the 16th today. Here's my point today. God wants to order my steps. He wants to take everything I'm going to do today and orchestrate it. He wants to put people across my path. He wants to put good things in my life. He wants to put challenging things in my life that I might grow thereby. He wants to be involved in the planning and the orchestration of my day. He neither wants to control everything and have me as a sycophant robot that has no engagement, no involvement in what's happening, but he equally doesn't want to be this absentee landlord who dispassionately looks from heaven and I wonder what's going to happen to Graham today. And he wants to put glorious things. The Bible says God has before ordained paths that we would walk in them. So before the foundation of the world, God looked at Friday, October the 16th, at your life and mine, and said, here's some great things I can do today. I want to do this today, and I want to do that. And I don't think this is a fatality. I think it's a destiny. Here's my point, guys. I think God opens options in the spirit. He opens a window in the spirit and says, will you fire the arrows I've given you through the circumstances of your life? And I believe today we can have God order our steps, or we cannot have God order our steps. I don't believe it's automatic. So how do we do this? Let me give you three quick keys I've learned in my life to seeing this happen consistently. Number one, proclaim this. So I can look at a verse like that and go, that never happens to me. Or I can look at it fatalistically and say, well, hey, God is ordering every step in my life and there's nothing I need to engage. I don't have any role to play in that. Or what I can do is take that as a promise. I can confess that. I can pray that. I can get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you today. You are ordering my steps. Literally, when I go for a walk today, every day I went for a walk today, I say, Lord, you're ordering my steps. Lord, you're, as I drive, you're ordering my steps. As I meet people, as I'm interacting, as I'm taking business decisions, as I'm counseling people, as I'm planning maybe a sermon or whatever, as I'm raising my children, whatever, God, in everything I do, you are ordering my steps. So number one, proclaim that. And don't proclaim it only when you see it happening. Proclaim it by faith. Maybe you feel right now Satan is ordering your steps. Okay, stop, pause, and by faith, put your feet in Psalm 37:23 and begin to proclaim, God is ordering my steps today. The Lord is ordering my steps aright. Good. Hey, number two, expect. You know, Paul said that things will happen according to my earnest expectation. And I believe we should live. Faith means we proclaim, but faith means we actually expect something to happen. So I want to live in a way where I'm expecting the favor of God to be applied to my life. I'm expecting God to be intervening. I'm expecting the Lord to order my steps as I walk with him. Third key, again, it's really simple, is thank. So every time God orders your steps, orchestrates something for you, thank him. Take a moment and thank him. Take a moment and be the one leper who came back and said thank you, not the nine who took it for granted and walked away. Thank God. Every light that turns just in time that you can drive through, thank him. Every parking spot, every chance encounter, every blessing, thank him. Now, it does you good when you thank him, but you're actually acknowledging before heaven and earth, God is at work in the orchestration of my life. And here's the point, when you're thanking God for things, he'll do more of them. When you take them for granted or don't even notice them, you'll begin to go them away. You know, give God the glory, thank him for those things, and repeat. So proclaim, expect, and thank, and then repeat, I guess number four. Good. So I'm praying you guys have a great day again, wherever you are at. If you haven't signed up for my email newsletter, I encourage you to do that below. I'll be reopening my ministry school, hopefully in a couple of weeks, working on some things in the background for that. Details of upcoming events are on my website, and love to hear from you guys. If you're on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up, drop me a comment, share it with somebody else, and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button down there, and I hope to see you soon. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.